As I was getting dressed for the Lasky's dinner party, I found myself staring at the painting my father had given me, and became furious all over again. Bryce had never been a friend to me, ever. He hadn't taken my side about the tree, he'd thrown away my eggs, and he made fun of me at my uncle's expense. When my mother called that it was time to go, I went out in the hall with every intention of telling her that I wasn't going to Lasky's for dinner.
All right, honey, please hold these. I need to check my hair really quickly.
Honey, your hair is perfect.
Really?
But she looked so happy, and she'd gone to so much trouble over the pies that I couldn't.
Oh! Oh my gosh! Oh, sorry. God, what a disaster. Okay, here, hold one. You hold
it. I don't
want
to hold
it. I'm not going to have you hold it. Don't drop that, please. Let's go, boys. Come on. Hurry.
But that didn't mean I had to be nice to Bryce. And I don't want to speak to you. Not now, not ever. It felt good to take charge. I felt strong, in control. I told Bryce what I thought, and I was determined not to talk to him for the rest of the evening.